There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Tonight, in the name of Jesus, for the awe-inspiring things that you will be doing in the midst of your people. Lord Jesus, people have come from far and near. Oh, that they will never return the way they came. Let there be an encounter with the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you breathe upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, God's presence is mighty. The Lord told me He would come in a mighty way tonight. While I prayed, the Lord told me He would come in a mighty way. He would come in majesty. He told me He would come in power. He would come in a dimension of glory. Lord, we thank You for Your presence. People have not come to see Joshua Stellman. They have come to see the Mighty One. And Lord Jesus, I pray that You, who is able to meet the needs of Your people, meet their needs, O God. And let us be glorified. Even as You are glorified tonight. Spirit of the living God, we live in a time where men despise You. They seek for the things that only Your presence can give. But in this place, we salute You in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we recognize that You are the only one who can reveal the glory of God. Everything happened in creation because of Your presence. We not only believe in You, we honor You and we respect You. You are the right hand of the Father at work in our midst. And we give You all the praise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Greet one another. God bless you. I welcome everyone inside and outside. May the Lord bless you. You will never be the same. John chapter 9. We have a lot to do tonight.
You are everything to me, and I exalt Your holy name. I exalt Your holy name. I exalt Your holy name.
John chapter 9. I welcome everyone to our April miracle service. So many people standing all around. I want you to know that at the end of this meeting, it will be worth it. Hallelujah. It will be worth it. The Bible says he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. John chapter 9. We especially thank those who have come from far. May the Lord honor you and may he visit you mightily. In the name of Jesus. John 9. I just want to share something very briefly. There is such a heavy anointing in this place. Such a mighty, heavy anointing of the Holy Spirit. 9 verse 1. John 9 verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. Verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Verse 3. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Verse 4. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can walk. For as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. We are going to examine three things. I believe that these are the things that the Lord is going to be dealing with tonight. Hallelujah. Something interesting happened in John chapter 9. It says, and as Jesus passed by, so he did not intend staying there. He passed by. And then they saw a man. Usually they would sit on the floor begging for alms. And they saw a man. The Bible says he was born blind. Born blind. And the disciples shared with us a powerful principle. Remember, they had been with Jesus. And so Jesus had been teaching them the mysteries of the operation of the kingdom. So they were speaking on the strength of what he had taught them so far. Jesus had been teaching them about different dimensions of the kingdom and the way the laws of the spirit and the laws of the kingdom function. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, while they were passing, they saw an occasion. They saw something that would be an opportunity to find out something that had been brewing in their heart. And they said, Jesus, by the way, let's clarify something. Here is a very good case. This is a man that was born blind. So, in light of what you have taught us, whose sin? Are you getting it now? So that means they had a revelation that there are certain predicaments that can come upon a man as a result of his personal violation of the principles of God. That's the first dimension. Are you getting it now? They said, Jesus, here is a man who is sick. On the strength of what you have taught us, it is either the man's sin or his parents' sin. Are you getting this now? That means Jesus had taught them, right, that there are dimensions of evil and misdeeds that can come upon man as a result of his personal violation of kingdom principles. If you're following me, say amen. Hallelujah. That's the first category we are going to deal with tonight. And then the second category, he said, the man or what? How did they know that the sins of parents can be responsible for a man being born blind? I need you to understand the construction of their question. Many times we read these things blindly. They were asking a very serious question out of revelation. They said, all right, Lord, from what you have taught us, if we can infer, it has to be this man's sin, because Jesus had not taught them this new dimension he was about to teach them. So he had taught them that every time you saw sickness and misfortune and all kinds of things, is the sin of the man. Sin there meaning his violation of the set principles of the kingdom. Or the sin of his parents. Here it comes.
That means even Jesus and the disciples recognized the role of ancestry and inheritance to causing jeopardy in the lives of people. Are you getting what I'm saying? That means they were saying there was a possibility that the parents of this man would have seen and engaged in certain things, that although he was born innocent. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then the third category, Jesus let them know that not only are these two things possible, there is a possibility that certain predicaments can come upon people, not as a result of their personal violation of the kingdom, not as a result of ancestry or inheritance. Are you getting me? That certain things under certain conditions can be orchestrated in the lives of people so that the glory of God can be revealed. Every one of us in this place tonight falls under one or more of these categories. Are you getting my point? There are some of us, the reason why we desperately need a miracle this night is because we have sinned and violated the laws. When I talk of sin, I'm not just talking of the things we know to be sin. Lack of righteousness, lack of walking in accordance to the principles of the kingdom. There are many of us who are here, and it may not necessarily be that we violated the kingdom of God, the principles of the kingdom, but that we are walking in the pain of certain things that have been done before we came. Let me tell you something very, very straight, brothers and sisters. I always say this. I know that many people have thought that there is nothing called a curse. Look up, please. I need your attention now. We're building. That there is nothing called generational curses. There's nothing called yokes. Listen. Let me tell you the truth. If you believe that there are blessings, it is very foolish not to believe that there are curses. If there were no curses, there's no need for blessings. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't mean to insult all the theologies that we have heard, and I'm not saying they are wrong. But I'm telling you that many, we have done that teaching, the full gospel, you can get the teaching. But when there is inaccurate and incomplete teaching of the truth, it leads people into a lot of error. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Listen. There are certain things in the kingdom that cannot be stopped. What happens is that you can operate certain kingdom principles that can exempt you from their effect. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it exempts you, but it does not mean it cancels the operation of that law. Please follow what I'm sharing. If you get this revelation, you will walk out free tonight. Hallelujah. If by reason of certain demonic activities, there is a curse over a family. Watch this. And you come to the light of the understanding of redemption, what Christ has done for you, and you operate those principles. Listen, it's not going to just stop that thing from working for everybody. It will exempt you and you are out. And as many people who are interested in doing what you have done. Are you getting my point? That's the reason why people will still keep dying. Are you getting what I'm saying? As a result of certain things, who seen that this man was born blind? Was it him? How could he have seen when he was not born at that time? Are you getting my point now? So Jesus said, no, this is not him, because this thing was, he was born, it was a predicament. He found himself with that predicament. Who seen that you were born with your genotype SS? Who seen that you found out that there was a family terminal disease? You were just born with it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Who seen that you were born with a blood condition? Who seen that you just found out that you were in a family that was involved in witchcraft and idol worship? You didn't have a choice. You were born in it. Are you getting my point? And although you did not contribute anything actively, you cannot deny the effect that this thing is causing in your life today. We are going to deal with certain issues tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When the two thieves hung on the cross, and Jesus was at their center, one of them looked and said, "We are being punished for what we did." In other words, he acknowledged, "We stole, they caught us, we are on that cross. So all we can ask for is the mercy of God." And he said, "Remember me." Hallelujah. So we see that the law of cause and effect still exists in the realm of the spirit. He said, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he..." We only use it for money. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. That means everyone in the kingdom is a farmer. You are always sowing. You are sowing seeds. And the Bible says, according to the justice system of God, whatever it is that you sow, you will reap. Hallelujah. There are a number of us that what we are seeing in our lives today are the fruits of our personal violation of the principles of God. It may be as a result of ignorance. It may be things that happened before you were born again. Or you may even be here and you've not given your heart to the Lord. That has granted Satan. Listen, let me tell you something. The way Satan works, please understand this. I shared a little last week. You can get the teaching, the speaking blood. Hallelujah. Our communion service was a powerful time. And I did share that the first revelation of the blood is not mercy, it's the justice of God. The mercy of God comes because of the justice system of God. Hallelujah. Please let me have two people, two guys, two gentlemen. Please just come quickly. Any two people now. Come, one here, one here. Watch this. Hallelujah. Now, if this is my handkerchief, please everybody look. I want to teach you something powerful. If this is my handkerchief, alright? And brother, you are trying to take it knowing that it's not your own. Is that true? If you are trying to take it and I suddenly realize, you will shift your hand very quickly. Because you are doing it illegally. Is that true? Now, but assuming that you come and you now lie to this guy that this handkerchief belongs to you, and he pays you for it. Are you getting the difference now? He pays you for this handkerchief and he wants to come and take it, and I come in and say, "This is my handkerchief." Do you think he will just go back like that? Are you getting my point? I want you to understand Satan's system of operation in mankind. Satan operates on a legal ground. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you understand Satan's system of operation, you will now see the need for the blood. You will now see the need for the name of Jesus. And you will appreciate the benefits of redemption. Are you getting my point? Satan did not come to steal dominion from man. He was willfully giving. Look at what he told Jesus Christ. Remember in the temptation, one of the temptations, what did he tell Jesus? He said, "All these kingdoms I will give to you if you bow, because it was given to me." Who gave him? Adam. Adam willingly gave man a Satan dominion. That was why Jesus had to collect it legally. Did Jesus look at Satan and say, "I am the Christ, give me back the keys"? It would have been a violation of the principles of the kingdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? So every time we walk in sin and iniquity, what we are doing is that we are giving Satan license. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's an authorization. We are giving him authority. And so he can stand and say, on legal basis. Bless you. Thank you. For instance, let me use one example. Something that concerns all of us. The issues of finance. Forget about kingdom prosperity when you are not faithful in tithing. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Are you seeing that some of us are where we are financially? Not because the government hates us. Not because we were born from poor families necessarily. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Some of us have consistently violated the set principles. You see, the principles of the kingdom are not invented. You just discover them and walk in it. You don't invent a new kingdom principle. No. It's been there. The Bible says, ask for the ancient part. It didn't say create one. Ask for it. It's already there. Ask for it. Walk therein and you will find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Again and again, we find ourselves violating the principles of the kingdom. But I want you to know that whether the predicament is caused by your personal violation of the kingdom, there is still a technology in the spirit that can take you out in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then the issue of the effects of what parents and ancestry and so on and so forth has done. Oh, it's so important. You must understand that these things work. Our fathers covenanted Africa to Satan. Our geographical regions came into fraternity with the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. I've had the opportunity to travel around many places. And when I enter a city for a meeting, if I'm staying there a few days, one of the things I want to learn is the culture of the people. Hallelujah. And in a few places that we've had opportunity to, I have seen the reason why certain geographical regions are held back. That's why you see certain traits common to certain things. And people keep saying it doesn't work. Just believe there is nothing. You are seeing that people are not getting married. It's obvious. They say, don't worry. Just claim it that nothing is happening. Faith is not foolishness. Faith works on proper kingdom understanding. Not just some shadow guesswork. No. Are you getting what I'm saying now? A lot of preachers have said, anything you don't understand, just take it by faith. No. Faith does not mean haphazard. You can know the buildup of the factors that are put together that makes you believe that that thing will work. That's why the Bible says, in all your getting, get understanding. Hallelujah. So many of us today are victims. You found out that your mother used to be epileptic. You were now born. Love God all your life. You were born again, maybe from a young age. And preachers told you everything is alright. But you are seeing the same traits in your parents happening in your life. Hallelujah. Everyone that got married in your family, the man or the woman died. You are seeing the traces and people just tell you, don't worry, everything is okay. Just jump and shout around and say it's fine. See, there are a lot of people carrying lots of disappointment and pain in church from the result of wrong teachings that we men of God have given people. It's just that they don't have the courage to confront us and call us wicked people. But there are many misguided teachings that we have brought the body of Christ into that is causing them to die. And you see, because of the man of God is always the one receiving the honorarium. Is that true? He's always the one receiving the blessings. He's always the one. He's shielded somewhat from the effect of all of these things. Even if he falls sick as a result of his own ignorance, he has money to remedy his predicament fast. So nobody will know. Who is deceiving who? Are you following me tonight? The Bible shows us clearly that a possibility exists for people to be benefactors of either the right doing or the wrong doings of those who have gone ahead of them. Hallelujah. Number three, which may be the situation of some of us here, Jesus introduced something new to them. Verse 3. Jesus answered, neither. That means there is still a possibility that you may have remedied the issue of all kinds of evil that comes through family lineage. It's possible that you may have come into a point where you are born again and genuinely walking in the way of the Lord. But then you will notice that certain evils may seem to happen unrestrained. And you may be tempted to ask the question, Lord, what did I do wrong? Are you getting the point now? Because as far as I'm concerned, any curse and any yoke over my life has been broken. I know I'm free based on the truth of God's word. I now have the revelation of the blood. I'm born again. I know what Christ has done and I have applied it in my life. So I don't expect that there will be any family curse working in my life again. And I know that I'm walking by the principles of God. And where I fall short of His standard, I understand the principles of repentance. And I know how to approach the throne of mercy. But Jesus said, there are certain things that can happen in your life. And this is not for everybody. Are you getting my point? He said, there are certain things that are orchestrations. And the Bible says, so that at a certain time, the glory of God may be revealed in your life. I know that this contradicts many messages that many of us have had, but this is the Bible. Are you getting my point? A man called Job, for instance, the Bible tells us that this was a man who feared God and eschewed evil. It was God's own testimony, not a man. God, who dwells in light where there is no shadow of darkness, gave a testimony about a man. Satan himself came and said, as a result of this man's faithfulness, there was a hedge built around him. And I, Satan, could not even penetrate him. And he said, Lord, does Job serve you for nothing? He said, take away what he has and watch the way he will curse you to your face. I hope you know that those in the earth realm did not know there was a drama happening in the heavenlies. Are you getting my point? That was why when Job's predicament came, three men came together with Elihu, and from their human logical point, what did they say? They kept quiet for 7 days. 7 days they could not talk to Job. Later they opened their mouth and said, Job, what sin did you do that bring this kind of catastrophe? And Job said, be careful lest you bring a curse upon yourself. He said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. I know my heart is clean. I know my slate is clean. Oh Lord, I served you, but I saw my father die. I prayed and prayed and prayed. We fasted. We even had revelations that he was going to live, but he died. Are you seeing that now? And he was a man who feared God. Oh my mother, oh my brother. Oh Lord, I wrote jam in integrity and I read, I did everything. But the result came out and I may have to repeat one whole year again. Oh God, I would have cheated in that exam hall. But I stayed, and because of it now I have an extra year. He said, for such kind of people, there is a technology in the spirit that is able to work these things out and build a dimension of glory. I'm preaching to someone tonight. Hallelujah. We are very quick to be judgmental over people. You suddenly see sickness ravaging a family and you are seeing that they love God. The woman is the sanctuary keeper, cleaning everywhere. Yet her children are dying and people just look and say, oh God, oh dear. That means that there is a hidden sin in this woman's life. But the Bible says at the end of Job's life, when God made a boast with him, God gave him twice everything. His daughters were the fairest in the city. The wife of Job looked at him and said, do you still hold your integrity? In other words, whether you hold your integrity or not, as far as we are concerned, the situation. So just cause God, justify what people are saying, so that it will be that it's your sin that killed you. And Job said, why do you talk like one of these foolish women? He said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. What did I do wrong, oh God, that until now I am not married? What did I do wrong that in our family there's no marriage? What did I do wrong that everybody is poor and broke in our family? We get money and nothing happens. As far as we are concerned, we are Christians. Even if there is a curse or something, I've gone for deliverance. So what is wrong? I bring a word for someone tonight. God is about to birth a dimension of glory in your life. That you, listen, when God is done with you, you will appreciate it. You will begin to thank God and say, Lord, it was good when I passed through this valley of the shadow of death. I did not know that it was you making a boast of me in the realm of the spirit. And though others have compromised and married, he said, John remained in the wilderness until his season of appearance. Let me prophesy to you that though weeping endures for a night, my Bible tells me that joy comes with the morning. It says, he that weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless return rejoicing. There are many people today who are going through certain things because they are Christians, not because they are unbelievers. We have been trained to criticize and persecute people because we have been taught by myopic preachers whose God is their belly, and based on the things they see, reading just at first sight, they just believe. When Jesus hung on the cross, the people who had heard his message stood by that cross and they said, what is all this? This man healed the sick. This man did this. I mean, we saw him walk away from the crowd. We saw him do a lot of things. Could he be so weak that he is helpless on that cross, that men can mock him? Why didn't he demonstrate that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? But for the glory. Jesus was prophetically speaking about himself in that third instance. But I have come under the anointing to announce to somebody that when the anointing of the Spirit shows up, part of the things that it does to you is it says to appoint unto them in Zion. You know what that means? To set a date for your freedom. It says to appoint. To appoint. Isaiah 61. It says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. It says to appoint unto those who mourn. You know what it means to appoint? If I appoint you and I say you are a gatekeeper, what happens? You assume duty. So to appoint means prophetically to look at the people and through the access of the prophetic to say, we call your time of deliverance today. It says to appoint unto them that mourn. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. That's what will happen to somebody tonight. When the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. Tonight, God will take away that garment of shame. He will take it away. He will remove it and give you a new garment that when you step out, everyone will know that you met the Lord. I want you to believe I'm not just motivating you. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. I'm prophesying to you. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. Your glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. And for medical reports that need to be changed tonight, it will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. I don't care what the doctors have said, I bring you a higher word. You will be changed.
His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul.
That garment of reproach over your life,
it will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul.
And his mother called him Jabez. She said, because I bore him in sorrow. Jabez did not name himself. He was a victim of his mother's prophecy. His mother's pain made her to call him Jabez. Jabez. A name that brought sorrow. And Jabez grew up. Everywhere he went, he saw sorrow. What did this man do? Whose sin? Was it him or his parents? Jabez's mother cursed him. He said, you cost me sorrow. As a result, you will live in sorrow. But a day came, Jabez said, no, come on God. There must be a way of negotiating this. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Remedy this curse over my life. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me. I can't live like this. Lord, you are a just God. You must give me an option to demonstrate whether I want to practice witchcraft or not. I cannot be suffering because my father was a king. I can't be suffering because we worship idols. I was not there. Come on now. The children shall not suffer the iniquity of their parents. I was not there when they went to the river to make sure my mother gets a child. Lord, we must negotiate this night. There is a way. I'm going to hold on to you. There must be a justice system that will get me out of this mess tonight.
You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul.
Listen. Hear me, friends. If you can hold on to the hand of God tonight, you will leave this place with something. But if you come here casually, you will keep clapping for people who came here desperately. There are people who have been fasting for this meeting for days. And they said, Lord, I'm holding on to you. Jabez's mother called him Jabez. And Jabez said, oh God, thou would you not bless me? Enlarge my coast. And the Bible said, God answered him. Hallelujah. The thief on the cross, after realizing that what was happening to him was a due recompense for his wickedness, he said, remember me in your kingdom. Oh Lord, I do not come trying to justify myself. Lord, I know I slept around. That's why I have the terminal disease right now. I'm not trying to claim right. But I understand that there is a principle in the spirit that grants us access to come before the throne of grace. Lord, I know I used to drink and smoke. That's why I have liver condition. I know that what is happening to me was not any wickedness of ancestry. It's as a result of my carelessness. I know I've not been tithing. I know I've not been giving. I've been sleeping with other people's husbands or carrying other people's wives and children around. And I know that I gave Satan legal access. But tonight, oh God, I'm negotiating with you. What do you think going to the throne of grace is? It's not just to go and stand there. You go and talk and say, Lord, it is written. It is written, although it is true that the soul that sins die, it is written also that it's not your desire that any wicked perish. It is written. You take the word of God, the legal system of heaven. It said, produce your cause. Bring forth your strong reasons. Convince me. What is the legal basis for your freedom from this witchcraft? Convince me. I saw a pattern that happened from my maternal side in my family. It looked like every firstborn male, there were certain things that happened to them. When I saw it, I said, no way. Somebody shout no way this night. Come on now. You need to get angry and say, no way. I have seen it coming. So you will stop it. Say, nobody passes 25 years. My own father, my blood father, His elder brother is late. Younger brother is late. I found out that when they got to a certain age range, no matter how high they were, they must drop down and die. My father has served God all his life, but it did not change. And then my father was sick, almost at the point of death. Thank God for revelation. Hiya. Arise, shine, my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. We will arise,
arise, shine,
our light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Hallelujah. And I got angry. I said, Lord, if there is nobody to speak in my family, I can't speak. What is happening? My younger sister collapsed while she was writing examination. My elder sister for years would not get admission. Things were just upside down in my family. Someone needs to prophesy tonight. Say, order. Hold on. You know how they shout order in court? When there's confusion, somebody must speak and say, order. Come on now, I prophesy, let there be order. Listen, if there is nobody to speak in your family, the altars that speak will keep speaking until somebody comes with an apostolic spirit and says, I provoke another voice. I come with the rod of a higher priesthood. I come with the rod of a higher priesthood. Hallelujah. Please sit down for a moment. We're soon going to stand up. I sense the anointing of the Spirit strong. Let me teach you something about priesthood. Please look up. The Bible began to tell us in the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. When it comes to walking in the justice system of God, you don't do it as a king. You go back as a priest. Are you getting the revelation? That was why when the Bible was about to explain to us the legal system of the blood and redemption, kings were not mentioned again. It started mentioning priests. You now see why it is the priest in the village, not the king, that does all the connection with the gods. So the Bible says that there are different kinds of priesthood. And every priest in ancient time had a rod. Are you getting my point? That rod was not a symbol of authority. It was a token that connected them with the gods. Are you getting what I'm saying? So there were different kinds of Levitical priesthoods and the rest who offered sacrifices and they tried to know the mind of God. But the Bible tells us that this very priest, this high priest, they said he came after the order of a strange man called Melchizedek. You know who Melchizedek was? Melchizedek was the king of Salem, the ancient city Jerusalem. The Bible says, having neither father or mother. Question, neither father or mother. That means could not be affected by any ancestry. Are you getting my point? Melchizedek, a man who came, that was the similitude of the Christ. That was why it was Melchizedek standing in that priesthood that blessed Abraham. He said, Abraham, you don't know who is blessing you, but you come. Blessed be Abraham, possessor of, he said, son of the Most High, possessor of the heavens and the earth. What gave, how can a man bless a fellow man like that? The Bible says, based on the principle of adumbration, that means the foreacting of something that will actually act. Melchizedek was a prophetic manifestation of the Christ. Just like Elijah. Are you getting my point now? Elijah came manifesting as the spirit of the prophetic. Moses came as the law. So Melchizedek showed up and he said, Abraham, you come from a land of witchcraft called Ur of the Chaldeans. They were wizards in that place. Are you getting my point? Abraham was not born a Christian. Abraham was born an idol worshipper. And when he met this priest called Melchizedek, he said, let me do something to you. Abraham, come.
I'm about to change certain things. Look at me. You are not going to get anything from my ancestry. Without father or mother, yet I'm a king and still I am a priest. He said, Melchizedek from today, possess the heavens. I mean Abraham, possess the heavens and the earth. We talk so much about Abraham, but the man that spoke and changed his situation, Melchizedek. Right now we have come as those sons and daughters of Abraham. Are you getting my point? And the Bible tells us that the priest that will speak to us, that priest comes in the order of Melchizedek. So when the herbalists lift up their rod like the Egyptians, suddenly a priest steps in with the rod of a higher priesthood. And he says, all right, you can say what you want to say, but we change it because there is respect in the spirit. The military system is an organized system because it was borrowed from the way angels walk in the spirit. Never at any point with a man with an inferior rank talk or walk against the man. It's not about size. It's not about age. It's about ranking. So when this priest comes after the order of Melchizedek, he lifts up that rod and he opens up the door for you. He says, walk out of all this. And that high priest, Christ himself, who became both the Lamb and became the high priest, is here for you tonight. Listen. It doesn't matter which of these three categories. There are many people who will be saying, Lord, I know, I just came here to find out whether there can be mercy for me. I want you to know there is abundance of it. That voice that speaks against you, there is another blood that speaks. And for many of us who are coming, it's not your fault, but you were born from that state. Tonight, a rod of a higher priesthood will be lifted for you.
I have waited for this moment to come. To the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back. I won't go back. Can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me.
So tonight, I want you to believe. Jesus told us something. He said, as my Father has sent me. With the same assignment and the same equipping. Let's look at that scripture. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Zembros kaparekete lekaposhata baba baba baba. Come on, just pray in tongues for 1 minute. Something just entered my spirit. Kande kabala kashata bala da da da. As my Father has sent me with the same equipping, with the same equipping. John 20. John 20. Ah! Goodness. John 20, are you there? Then said Jesus to them, listen, peace be to you, as my Father has sent me. He said, even so, send I you. So he showed us the very next verse, how the Father sent him. That means he equipped me. The Father did something to me. And I'm about to do the same thing to you. And it will make you do the works that he did. Watch this. 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. He said, this is the secret. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. I transfer the ministry of the Holy Spirit
from me to you. Let him walk with you and you will do wonders. You will suddenly become a priest. You will suddenly become a king. The same way I set men free, he will empower you and you will set men free. The same way I spoke and it came to pass. Now the same way the Holy Ghost walked with me. This was my secret. Receive ye. Receive. That means you can reject him. He said receive. Don't reject him. Receive. When he comes to you, receive. His presence makes you become like Jesus. It's not about praying in tongues. It's more than praying in tongues. You receive him. You can reject him. Jesus said when he comes, receive, receive. Don't reject. Many people have been rejecting him. You are praying in tongues, but you've been rejecting him. Tonight, receive him. Receive him. Receive his ministry. Jesus said when he comes, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. The same way you receive a visitor. Question, how do you receive a visitor in your house? When a visitor comes, you put a chair. You say you are welcome. Let me bring food for you. What do you want? That's how to receive. You don't stand at the door and say, Mr. Man, what did you come to look for? That's how many of us are receiving the Holy Ghost. You are praying in tongues, but you truly have not received his ministry. Tonight, will you receive that ministry? Will you receive? The same way you receive a visitor. The Bible says, be careful. Entertain men well. For indeed, some of you have entertained strangers. That's why you see us honor his presence so much. Because Jesus left him. Without the Holy Spirit, while I was praying, I said, Holy Spirit, we're in partnership with you. I will do the talking. I will do all the things. My own part of the deal, I will do it well. And I know for sure. That's what gives us confidence to announce that people will be healed. That's what gives us confidence. There is an audacity. There is always a side to your life you cannot explain. That's the side where the Holy Ghost steps in. If you can explain everything about your life, you are walking alone. There should be a supernatural dimension. I've explained to you the part of the meeting that can be explained. The other part now, the Holy Ghost does not just talk. He explains it with the results. Oh, that's why I love him. Doesn't have room for long stories. Tonight, God is giving someone another opportunity to raise a cry of dissatisfaction and say, Lord, I'm tired. The worship team sang it beautifully. They said, I'm tired of the status quo. Tonight, there are many of us here who may be wondering, but what is wrong with my life? I've not done anything wrong. What you need is an appointment by prophecy. The Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of gladness for the spirit of heaviness. It says that they may be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We are going to pray. The Lord assured me of his presence in a mighty way to heal, especially for the sick. You must get angry this night and say, Lord, I'm not going back with that situation. See, don't get too used to it. The same way you receive the Holy Spirit, reject certain things. Hallelujah. Let me show you one scripture. Back to our text, John 9. Let me tell you what can happen to you when you don't open up your heart to receive. John chapter 9. While I was reading today, I had to stop and say, goodness. So this thing did not start now. Two things can happen to you if you do not position yourself to receive. Number one, 9 verse 16. Listen to what happened. We have been accusing very innocent people around our society because we are not open to receive. John 9 verse 16. Are you ready? Read. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, okay, this man is, this is Jesus they are talking about. Are you getting my point now? They saw somebody receiving a fantastic miracle. They saw this man getting blessed. And now they were frustrated because this thing was not just working. What kind of power is it? There are probably some of you here who have heard of the things that God is doing. And probably you just came to watch and see. Let me verify for myself. Look at it. It didn't just start today. Satan always wants to discredit people who are doing the things that God has asked them to do. He said, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. What kind of silly excuse is that? Look at the excuse they were bringing. Those people lose their cattle. They lose their cattle. Be careful, lest you allow the devil cheat you by putting a very doubtful heart, and you keep looking and say, are miracles really real? Do people really get healed? Is it true? It's a big shame that when people are healed, we associate it most of the time to witchcraft power. So we agree that witches and wizards can heal. And then we are saying the Lord of glory cannot heal. Verse 18. But the Jews did not do what? The Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. That's another thing. So you either say the man of God is not a genuine man of God, or the miracle that happened is not genuine. That's what they said. They said, we don't believe that the man has been born blind and received his sight until they called his parents. So you can watch people, SS genotype, in your presence change. And you say, there's no way. I'm studying medicine, or I'm a doctor. This thing cannot happen. Or you watch somebody holding a crutch get healed, or somebody blind or deaf, or someone oppressed liberated. And you say, just like that, what are you doing? Are you seeing? Two things can happen when your heart is not open to receive. You can sit down and keep doubting. This man of God, is he using something? If it's easy to get the something, get it. How many of you remember one gentleman called Sadiq Ibrahim? I never knew it was so difficult to get power from the kingdom of darkness until that guy came. He came to give. Some of you were around that miracle service. This guy was a terrorist. He was a terrorist. He was part of the people that trained those who fought for post-election violence. And he came, was dying of HIV, right? Dying of tuberculosis. He had slept in the grave 3 days. He said he could enter a church and look at a man of God and blow this whatever magic potion, and the man of God would just get confused on the stage. So he came for koinonia, just like this. And he was sitting outside. Hallelujah. As soon as I came up on stage, when he saw people falling, he said, there's power in this place. Whether there's witchcraft power or God's power, there is power in this place. Because he knows what it means. He went to sleep in the grave for 3 days, murdered little children and used their blood for sacrifice so that guns will not enter his body. Just for that little thing, see the sacrifice. You think it's easy to get power from Satan? Get it. Hallelujah. That guy was there. He's on video. As soon as I stepped on stage, he said, as soon as I came on stage, all he saw was light and fire, and that was the end of it. He didn't even know when he collapsed. Then I called him by word of knowledge and I said he should come. He's on video, go and watch it. Right there, he was healed of HIV. He was healed of tuberculosis. The results were there. I mean, some of you, we used to meet also there. He testified. He gave his testimony. It was verified. It shocked him. That was when he made up his mind. They were still looking for him to kill him. Brothers and sisters, the power of God exists. Miracles still happen. I know that many of you believe, but you have not received that reality that your situation can change. Tonight, I believe God for somebody. Let's trust God together. Let's trust God together. Let's trust God together and say, Lord, it can change. It can change. That genotype can change. They refuse to allow you marry because you are SS. That genotype can change. That genotype can change. You must not understand how everything can happen. The Bible says, just as you do not know how bones are formed in the womb of how a child, nor the way of the wind, that's how you do not know the work of God. There are certain dimensions that are inexplainable. Hallelujah. Selena is here. Where is Selena? Wave your hand. I think it was her auntie that one time we prayed for. She had triplets, right? Or something. The children are still alive. Triplets. 1, 2, 3. 3 children. I just felt a need to clear this air. Because some of you come with all kinds of cynical spirits. And you have problems that are killing you. But rather than opening your heart, you are there just wondering. Is God really the one doing this? Can somebody just fall down like that without being touched? Is it really true? Is it real? It's not your fault. It's the way some of us were raised. You don't have to be angry. Listen. When you ever hear a man criticizing a man of God, don't blame the person. Never insult the person. They are only talking that while we were insulting Jesus Christ on the cross, what did he do? He said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. Never find yourself trying to defend yourself. No. It's not part of your ministry. The psalmist said in Psalm 3, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. He says, You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. I always tell people, Gamaliel spoke beautifully. He said, If it is of God, no man can stop it. If it is not of God, it will fail. There's no one beside you. I lead the earth to worship you. Who is there like you? There's no one beside you. I lead the earth to worship you. I lead the earth to worship you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, change our situations tonight. There are many of us, as you're sitting looking at me right now, the problem that you have is only God that can help you, because the load is too much. Are you getting me? There are some of you, it's like I see you in the hospital. Your situation right now is a matter of life and death. Your own is just, it's not just admission. Maybe there is a terminal disease. I remember a particular lady I was talking to. I think she might be somewhere here. A herbalist predicted her death today. Today, this 25th. The herbalist predicted that it's today that she would die. So when I got to hear about it, I said, interesting. Come and die here. Hallelujah. Just come and die here. There is a rod of a higher priesthood. There is a rod of a higher priesthood. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. That's what God is asking somebody tonight. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Yeah. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Time. The Lord is talking to you. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am.
For the last time now, prophesy.
Is there anything you want for me to do? I am that I am.
Rise up on your feet and begin to prophesy. I believe you. Oh, I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Everywhere, inside and outside, connect. This is the moment of faith. I'm about to step back and let this most holy spirit step into your life.
Is there anything too hard for me to do?
I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do?
For him to do. I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for him to do? I am that I am.
Lift your hands, everybody, and let us worship him.
Emmanuel, 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 your name is God. Emmanuel, your name is God.
Voices.
Emmanuel.
Come on, call his name.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Your name is God.
Your name is God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His name is called Emmanuel. His name is called.
Listen. The Bible says, listen. It says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things. What is not possible? With God. Involve God. And it becomes possible. That sickness will never go. But with God, that sickness suddenly leaves. That situation will never change. But with God. That's why we're singing that song, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Ah, yeah.
Emmanuel. 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 His name is called.
Your name is called. Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Before I minister, I begin ministering. Hallelujah. There are two people that God is going to visit in a very strong way. Hallelujah. Both of them are outside. Hallelujah. The power of God will come mightily upon them. I don't know what it is that God wants to do. Those outside, just lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. I see the angels of the Lord walking outside. Two people. The power of God is coming mightily right now as I speak upon them. Please let me have them inside. Two people, mightily. The strong spirit of prophecy in this place. Two people, very mightily, by the power of the Holy Ghost. His name is called Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Those of you in this row, just lift your hands. I don't know what it is that I see the angels of the Lord doing here. I see the angels of the Lord moving. At the count of three, there will be such a move of the Spirit in this row. Let me have the people outside. Thank you, Jesus. One, two, three. Let the power of God move right now. Right now, kaba shida da 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 bo, zina ba shena ni ana, shena ne na ne na ni na ne, shere ba shikari da 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 bo, ne na na ne na shikari, kaba ne na shena ni ani, is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Emmanuel, His name is God. Emmanuel, His name is called. Emmanuel, His name is called. Emmanuel, His name is called.
Bring her. No devil will stop her.
Your name is God.
Your name is God.
Emmanuel.
Your name is God. Emmanuel.
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 Emmanuel. Your name is God. Emmanuel. Lord, Your name is God. Emmanuel. Your name is God.
is called Emmanuel. Your name is called Emmanuel. Your name is called. His name is God, Emmanuel. He is called Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the presence of God, no demon, no devil, no altar. I don't care what altar of darkness. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you, oh God. My secret place is calling you, oh God. My worship is calling you, oh God. My worship is calling you, oh God. Take my praise. Take my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. I see the angels of the Lord moving now. Lift your hands. We're about to curse devils and wicked spirits. Please follow me, instrumentalists. We are going to curse every power. The Bible says every tree that has not been planted by my Father, that tree must give way. And I come under an apostolic anointing in the name of the one whose I am and whom I serve, that at the count of three, any power that is not of God, inside and outside, at the count of three, we challenge those devils by the fire of the Holy Ghost. As you shout three, the power of God will rush inside and outside, and there will be massive deliverances right now. Are you ready now? One, two, three, shout Jesus. I cause powers, every wicked power, every demon, every activity of darkness, I cause you now. Now, 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 every act of witchcraft, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, you come under the judgment of God, inside and outside. Right now, let the power of God bring deliverance, for upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Hallelujah. Those outside, just those outside, goodness, I see a number of angels. You're going to shout Jesus after the count of three. Outside means everywhere that is not in. And there will be massive deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready now, those outside? I see the power of God like vials of fire. One, two, at the count of three, shout Jesus. Three. We dethrone altars. We dethrone yokes of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Those outside, be sensitive. There is so much power. I don't know what it is, but the power of God is so strong outside. In the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Name of our God. Bring the lady. Most High. Most High. You're the Lord. Most High. Leave this girl in peace now. Go now. Let her go. Don't waste our time. Let her go now. Bring this lady, please. I set you free. Now. Out of her now. That devil of darkness. Blessed is he who comes. Hallelujah. Please help her, ladies. It's not easy, I know. Just find. It's time for her deliverance. Force her, she will come. Now, quickly. I call you Lord Most High. Don't touch her, she will come by herself. Most let her go now. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Out of her now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let her go now. Thank you, Jesus. I bring you liberty. Be free now. In Jesus' name. She's free. Jesus, it's over. Let her go now. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. You died for her. Let her go. I come with the rod of a higher priesthood. Let her go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I give you all the praise. She's delivered completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I anoint you guys. Let the anointing of the Spirit flow through you as you minister to her. In the name of Jesus. She will go. Come, lay hands on this lady. Out of her now. Thou devil of darkness. I curse you. I see you in the Spirit. Out! Out! Let her go free. Thank you.
Her time of deliverance is now. I speak to you, wicked spirit. Let her go now. Jesus died. Listen, let me tell you. There is no power. Listen. There is no power that will resist the power of God tonight. The Bible says, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. Have you read that in your Bible? Let every soul be subject. When it sees powers that are higher than it, it should be subject. Let every soul. Hallelujah. Esther. There is an Esther that is not feeling fine. You're sick. Not just, I know there are many Esthers. The Lord is ministering to me. I don't know what is wrong with that Esther, but you need a miracle, a healing miracle. Esther, please, let's save time. There is a lot we have to do tonight. Esther. Who is Deborah? Deborah, you are outside. That Deborah is wearing red. You are wearing red. Red with black spots. It's a shirt, red with black spots. Deborah, come. Your name is Deborah. I'm hearing the name Queen. Queen is, I think that's supposed to be a name. Queen. Who is Queen? Queen. Queen. You are Esther. Come on. While you hold them, look, guys, speak to them and let them. You will waste your time with demon spirits. Have a way of wasting people's time. Don't. You will save yourself a lot of energy. It makes no difference who is speaking. Queen. Who is queen? You are queen. I need to pray for you. You have a blood condition. Victoria. I'm hearing the name Gabriel. Gabriel, who is Gabriel? Gabriel, please just save time when I mention your case. Gabriel is outside. The Lord is ministering to me. Outside. Gabriel, you are, is it outside? Yes. Gabriel is outside. You are Gabriel. You are outside. Hallelujah. Come, my dear. What is wrong with you? I need to pray for you. Because the Lord is ministering to me. I saw this lady and I saw something that looks like a lizard and is sucking her blood physically. Look, come up. Look at this girl. Look at her. You will know that this girl doesn't look healthy. You don't even know what. And the Lord just opened my eyes and I saw something like a lizard just leased to her heart region and is just sucking her blood. This is how somebody just gets up and just dies. What happens to you? Your chest region. That devil is a liar. You'll be free. Hallelujah. There's no time to minister to your individual needs. Are you following me now? If God gives me a word for you, I'll just pray. Otherwise, come. You must be set free now. Hold my hands. Out! Come out of her now! Out! Now!
Blessed is he who comes.
I set you free from this captivity. Be free now. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. Who is having serious abdominal pain? You're having pain. Just
your stomach region here very seriously. One of you here, because I'm feeling that same pain, so I know. You? Let me pray for you. But that's not really the major thing wrong with you. What's wrong with you? You'll be healed now. Thank you, Jesus. I bring you the power that is in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on your stomach. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all of these people. As I lay hands on you, it doesn't matter what the situation is. In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk into the blessings and the promises of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be set free right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be set free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is showing me about three people. There's a severe skin infection. That is, you have done all you... It's a very serious thing. In fact, it's even embarrassing. It's even embarrassing. There are three people. This is one. There's two more. Please, quickly. It's a serious thing. You have prayed about it. You have used drugs. Nothing has gone. Please. I'm seeing three people. It's time for God to set you free. Don't worry. If there are still more people, you can connect. I'm just telling you the one that God is showing you. I don't care what it is. We sang that God will set you free. Please don't come out here to try God. It will leave. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please, those with peptic ulcers, just get ready. All kinds of ulcers. We're going to pray for you now. Please make sure it's only skin infection. Only skin infection. Hold my hands, madam. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Be free now. Be free now in the name of Jesus. Be free now in the name of Jesus. As I pray for you, just go back to your seat. The power of God is strong on my hands. Be free now in the name of Jesus. I curse that spirit. Be free now in the name of Jesus. Let him go. I set you free. Be free now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I curse skin infection in the name that is above all names. Hold my hands. Look at me. Look at me. I'm seeing you tied. Not only are you, I pray that God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her go free in the name of Jesus. Let her go free right now in the name of Jesus. You're suffering from any kind of ulcer. Any kind of ulcer. We're just flowing as the Holy Ghost is ministering right now. There is a lot to be done. So please, ulcers, God is ministering to me. Visit your people, O God. These are the ones that you died for. Look how many people are inflicted by ulcers. I'll pray for you very quickly. Please, I want you to believe. As I lay my hands on you, the power of God will come upon you and you'll be free. Just begin to breathe in. Some of you will feel, because the Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing it, you will feel something leave you. Just come out of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Be free now. Out! Come out of her! Now, in the name of Jesus. Out! Out of her! Thank you, Jesus Christ. Be free right now. Out! Out! Please, as I pray for you, check yourself.
He's able.
Out! Come out! I'll pray for you and I'll talk to you.
God,
In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free. Be free now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. He's able. Bring the lady shouting there. Hey, hey, hey. Say he's able. Let her go in the name of Jesus. I set you free by the power of the highest.
Say he's able. God is able. God.
Command that spirit of infirmity, leave her right now, never to return. Be free now, in Jesus' name. Complete freedom.
Showing me someone, you came here. I'm seeing someone in your family lying down in the bed. It's like a terminal disease. That's one of the major reasons why you came here. The Lord is showing me is a woman, I think your mother, someone's mother, lying down in the bed. Who is that person? I'm seeing someone on the bed and it's a very serious situation. Please, who is that? Let's save time. We have to really, really be fast. There's a lot to do. Who is that person? Please, if you are the one, just find your way quickly so I can pray with you. Who went to Shika and came back? Shika and came back. Because this person I'm seeing, they took the person to Shika and brought the person back. You?
My mother has one being in Shika.
She went to Shika. What are you coming out for? Why is the man insisting that he's the one? What is it? You came from Shika. You are coming from Shika. What's wrong with you? This one is a woman who is not you. But anyway, what's the situation?
In fact, it's a...
No. What? Just straight to the point. What happened?
My body is very hot and the head is turning me like move. I want to fall.
This is the spirit of death now. You would have died before today. Hold my hands. I want to pray with you. You'll be free now. Thank you, Jesus. I set you free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What couldn't you do before? Ogasa, what couldn't you do before? What couldn't you do before? What is it that you could not do before? Okay, come, climb. Let's see if you feel weak again. I pray for you. Just walk. Let me see. Try to jump. Any weakness? Don't worry now. If you want to jump, you'll fall. Shebi, I prayed for you. Fall and die here. Jump. Any weakness? Any weakness in your body? Try it again. Try it again. Look at, this is somebody that came. He said he went to Shika. Huh? Are you sure? Don't pretend though. Are you feeling fine? You are completely fine. You are here because I saw the spirit of death. Your own is not just sickness. Lord, it is perfected in the name of Jesus. Please take on your shoes. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me somebody with a condition. Is this my left or right leg? This is left. My left leg, I don't know if it's a bone condition or a pain that you have in there. Please, who is that person? The Lord wants to heal you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You're the one? Oh, you can see it. You can even see it. What's the problem?
I actually played football.
You're a footballer?
I had a fracture for 8 months.
You have a fracture now on the leg. There is a fracture. Is it true? Please make sure you tell us the truth when you come here. Look at me. Watch yourself get healed now. Come. Don't close your eyes. Open your eyes. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hiya. The Holy Spirit. Young Gicho wrote a book. He said, the Holy Spirit, my senior partner. Watch what happens to this guy now. My brother, look at me. You are an adult, so you will not tell lies. Right? Watch. I don't want you to miss your miracle. Where is the fracture? Exactly. All right. Watch what happens to you now. Lay your own hands there. The hands you'll be using every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You sense what is happening to you right now. Are you seeing this? Look at what is happening to him. You see the power of God? You see the power of God on him? He's laying hands on himself, and he cannot even stand again. That's the end of it. Stand up. Stand up. Jump. Do what you couldn't do. Just do it. Test yourself. Look at this. Look at. See, the guy is even rejoicing. This is somebody with a fracture. Fracture on his leg. Come on, give Jesus praise for Koinonia. See. There's no pain. Try doing like this. Do like this. That's how you know whether there was pain or not. Look at what you're doing. Come on, give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Never return. Your leg. Come. Don't worry. What's the situation?
Pain
there. Let me see. Just the. No. You don't need to lift your. Just that point. The joints there. How long?
Since 2 weeks now.
2 weeks. What happened? Just like that. You woke up and the pain refused to go. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Which one do you want? You want to lay hands on yourself or I should just pray? Huh? Alright, but seriously, let's pray. Hold my hands. Heal her, Lord. Set her free right now. The power of God is coming upon you, that leg. In the name of Jesus Christ. No pain. See, that's the power of God coming upon your leg. Check yourself. Check. Honestly. Check yourself. Look at. The power of God is moving strongly. Check. Check. Do you feel any pain? You feel any?
No pain.
She's even surprised.
No pain.
Give Jesus praise. That devil has gone never to return again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Goodness. The Lord just showed me a mighty miracle that has happened now. Someone, you have a hole. You used to have a hole in your teeth. Check it now. You will not see that hole there. Please check it and come out. This is a miracle that has just happened now. Please, I'm going to start praying in mass for people, but you will be very surprised. When that happens to you, just come out quickly. The Lord, once God shows me something, He has done it. Please check yourself. Check yourself. We're not faking this thing here. Make sure you check yourself. You will be very surprised to find out that there used to be a hole and that hole is closed. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Your mother, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be healing for your mother wherever she is. Let there be healing for your mother in the name of Jesus. Why did you come out? For your mother, hold my hands. Father, for mommy we pray. Let there be healing and perfection in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please make sure you only come out for the cases I call. Why is he out?
Eh? Okay, let me pray for you. Father, for the mother, we agree right now. Let there be freedom in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Look at the miracle. Your teeth is closed now. Come, come. Please, we need a witness. We need a witness. Is it true? Don't tell lies here. You're in the presence of God. Where is it? Sorry, can you open your mouth for me to see? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hope that's not. Let me see. You used to have a hole. Please come, whether come and check. No. Let's have any independent person so that you don't say we are acting this thing now. Come. Come and check. Check if there is any hole. Are you seeing that?
Yes, no.
It was really paining me when I...
It was paining you when you came here. The hole has been there. Who knows about it? Only your sister knows about it. And you've been healed. Any pain now? Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, please stand up, everybody. I want to pray for eye conditions now. Let's just flow the way God is. Please, if you have any problem with your eye, just lay your hands. There will be healing miracles right now. There will be healing miracles right now with the eyes. Immediately, I pray for you. Some of you, the power of God will touch your eyes. Just check yourself. And when you find out that there is a miracle, I want to take a few testimonies there. Please lift one hand and place one hand on your eyes. Jesus will give you the praise. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every kind of eye problem. In the name of Jesus, I curse cataract. In the name of Jesus, glaucoma. I curse you now in the name of Jesus. Short-sightedness, long-sightedness, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command to be healed. And every spirit of blindness, every spirit of infirmity, every kind of blindness, whether in one eye, whether in both eyes, I rebuke you right now. I command, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now check yourself. Please check yourself. Check yourself. God is doing great miracles. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Hallelujah. While they are doing that, the Lord is showing me people with heart conditions. Heart conditions. You have a heart condition, whether a hole in your heart or any kind of heart condition. Please, can I have those people? Heart condition. You've been diagnosed medically to have a heart condition. You have a heart problem. Who?
And is preparing to go to India for treatment.
Is preparing to go to India for surgery. What of you?
Yes, sir.
What of you? You have a heart problem. Since when did you know about it?
February.
The doctors told you. What did they say is wrong?
Palpitation.
Oh. Doctor. Where's that doctor in Ushers? You are the one, sir. Oh yeah, Augusta, what does that mean? Doctor, tell us. Huh? Say she has palpitations.
Abnormal beating of the heart.
Ah, okay.
Loud, and you can hear it even when she...
So it's a...
Don't use stethoscope, you can hear it.
It's a serious situation. She will be healed now. You're a doctor now, wait. You'll go to hospital tomorrow, but for now. My dear, do you believe Jesus will heal you completely? Lay one hand on your chest. Lord, let her be healed right now. The power of God is flowing through you. Just breathe in and out. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Be healed right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be set free. Please check yourself. Lord, have mercy on the father in the name of Jesus. How do you know now? Try it. Breathe in and out. Let's see. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let there be perfection in the name of Jesus. Let there be perfection. The devil wants to bring stroke. As I just held you. Huh? Is that true? You're already feeling half of you. Okay, your dad too of stroke. Because immediately I held your hand, I just saw stroke. Father, we rebuke that stroke. in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be healed right now. We are going to rebuke delay in marriage now. Rise up on your feet. The devil is a liar. Please rise up on your feet. Some of you are smiling. That means it doesn't concern you. Because those who it really concerns is a serious issue. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Please follow me, guys. Hallelujah. Most marital delays are demonic in nature. And we're going to arrest it right now. You can stand in for yourself. You can stand in for your loved ones. Please lift your hands, everybody. You'll be amazed at what will happen right now. Everyone, please lift your hands. You can stand for yourself. You can connect. Hallelujah. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. Father, I pray that as they shout that name, every demonic force that has held anyone's marital destiny, goodness, I sense the power of God. In the name that is above all names, Father, I pray that as your people shout that name, I tell you, many of you, the power of God will rush like fire on you. In the name of Jesus, every wicked manifestation of spirit husband or wife, any spirit entity that cleaves itself to anybody, as you shout that name, by the power of the Holy Ghost, their activities end now. 1, 2, 3. I cast those spirits in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus, out of them now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, inside and outside. I command those powers to let you go now. Release their marital destinies now. Release their marital destinies now. Every curse that stops marriage in families, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I arrest it. I arrest it by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are still going to shout that name over this case. The Lord is not done yet. Lift your hands again. I want you to shout it at the top of your voice. And as you shout that name, the fire of the Holy Ghost will hit you like a tornado. God is visiting situations right now. Thank you, Jesus. 1, 2, get ready now. Get ready with your hands lifted. 3, be released now. Be released now. Be released now. I command chains, chains, marital chains, be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command chains, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken. Let marital doors open in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your marital destiny in the name that is above all names. The Bible says, seek out of the book and read. It said, none of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. Ladies, wherever your husband is, in the name that is above all names, I call him into your life. I call him into your life. Listen. Not a man, your husband. Not a man, your husband. May he come into your life in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy over our brothers in the name that is above all names. That sister that God has destined for you, we release her into your life now. 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 Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray for all sick people, especially those who have come from everywhere. While you come out, do you have your prayer request? Please, if you don't have it, it's time to begin to write it now. For all those who are sick, you are sick in your body, you came specifically for healing, it's your time now. Please come out. Please come out. Come out, just come and stand here. Everyone sick, inside and outside, just find your way and line up here. Ushers, just arrange them quickly. Stand here believing that God will set you free. He that comes unto God must come believing. I want you to expect the power of God to come mightily upon your life. Whatever the situation is, I'm going to lay hands on every one of you. And as I lay that hands upon you, hallelujah, I want you to expect the power of God to flow into your life. Whatever the situation is, hallelujah. Worship team, lead us in a powerful moment of worship. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. Thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are sitting, please write your prayer requests. Once you are done, just begin to pray in tongues. And then we'll do this very quickly.
My God is awesome.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
heal
now.
Heal now.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
hide me from the rain.
I curse everything that is not of God.
My God.
Ow!
My God is awesome.
Heal now.
When I'm broken,
name of Jesus.
My God is awesome.
He can move.
In the name of Jesus. Strength for you. I cause sickness. I want you to believe that God is setting you free.
He's awesome. My God.
Heal.
In
the name of Jesus. Be healed, mommy. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
My God is,
thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He can move mountains.
Be healed now. Please, while you're seated, just pray in tongues.
Hide me from the rain.
My God,
heals me when I fall. His grace
in the name of Jesus Christ.
For me to do, I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do?
In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed right now.
I am that I am.
Can you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ?
Too hard for me to do.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I am that I am.
Prophesy.
Be healed.
Now.
Say, is there anything
too hard for me to do?
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Oh.
That's it. Hey, in the name of Jesus.
Is there anything too hard for me to do?
Too hard for me to do.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Is there anything too hard for me to do?
Yeah.
those trusting God for a job, please stand up. Please, I want you to believe. I want you to believe. Hallelujah. I want you to believe as I pray for you. I'm just flowing as the Holy Spirit leads me. There are people who came here tonight, and your sincere desire is that God will visit you. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Promotion neither comes from the east nor the west. In the name that is above all names, I pray, may the Lord give you a miracle job in the name of Jesus. I speak it and I prophesy it. May my God give you a miracle job in the name of Jesus. As you are lifting up that hand, let an anointing come upon that hand. Keep it lifted, please. That hand that is lifted, I pray, let an anointing come upon it. The oil of gladness that sets you above your equals. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have submitted your CV, I pray, may my God cause them to visit you. In the name of Jesus. And every power that is stopping your job, in the name that is above all names, Seketata bababa, Seketatatatatatata, Dekapretekelebakata, the four horns that lift up themselves against Judah, against Jerusalem, against Israel, I command right now, let those doors of jobs be opened supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please, everybody stand, submit your prayer request. Do we have it? This is a very prophetic moment. We have a few minutes, but this is where everybody gets to receive. Please, I want you to be very, very sensitive. If you've not submitted your prayer request, please just do that quickly. This, just dedicate yourself to these few moments because they are very, very prophetic what we're about to do. Any more people, please, quickly. We have a God that answers prayers here. Hallelujah. This is the second time God is giving me this instruction. Usually we just pray on it, and once we are done here, but this is the second time the Lord is telling me that I should take this request with me and I should pray over them through the night. There is a God that answers prayers. And Hezekiah took the threat letter to God before the altar. He said, Lord, behold their threatenings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to pray. Hallelujah. These requests represent impossible situations for some. Hallelujah. Situations that only the power of God can change. There are some situations here, if we have to read it, even we the men of God will be discouraged because of the kind of request. That's why we don't bother reading it. We just drop it to the one who created the heavens and the earth. I want you to know that within these few minutes, I want you to pray from the depths of your heart. And those following us online, now is the time for them to connect. Hallelujah. Because as we pray over these requests, the power of God will turn these requests into testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We're going to pray. Pastor Alpha, come. Femi, come. Benga, come. Just pray. Lay hands on this and prophesy. Stretch your hands, everybody, towards this request and begin to pray. Begin to pray and prophesy. Hallelujah. Zekata baba baba kata praga de balada rush. Zekate prondo koso praga de balada rush. Zete pro shapara da balada da 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 da. Zekate balada da boss. Everybody stretch your hands and begin to declare and say, Lord, whatever I wrote here is turned into a testimony. Zekate ta 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 pakata. Rapaka proso sopretekate. Sidebo shobrondos koprendekate. Sekatatate baladadadadadada. Shoprotoko toprekate baladadabos. Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, change this situation. Change this situation. Sekatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat
lekete, e brekete lekete, sote kete pros, e brekete lekete tete, rekete rekeshe, e prosko proto subai, lekete balada bakata brekete balada bos. In the name of Jesus, we turn this to testimony. In the name of Jesus, Lord, under this corporate anointing, we release answers to this request. We release answers to this request. Let them receive emergency attention of heaven now. In the name of Jesus, we release answers now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, because with God nothing shall be impossible. And thank you for the release of the harvest of this seed. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Please everybody stand. Those who are visiting with us, all those who came from outside Zaria, please come out. I'll minister to you now. I want you to come out expecting the Lord. There are so many people who have come from different places. Please just come out. Sit up. I'll pray for them, and I'm going to pray for everyone for a release of fresh fire and fresh unction. Hallelujah. It's not enough to come and watch miracles. Hallelujah. But we are going to pray that you carry this anointing. Hallelujah. And you represent the kingdom. Thank you so much for those who came. Lizzie and her friends, thank you so much, all the way from Abuja. Thank you, Pastor Alpha, all the way from Kogi State. Eddie from Jos, Lonji from Abuja. I see a number of people. Hallelujah. Please, I want you to believe. I don't know what you came here for, but I really want you to believe by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to believe. I'm going to minister to you. Two things will happen to you. Whatever situation you came here trusting God for, I'm going to release my faith with you. And secondly, that you will carry an anointing. I tell you, something will come heavy upon your life. You will carry an anointing. You will carry an anointing. You will carry an anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. Just clash the cymbals. Please play strings. Strings, strings, strings. In the name of Jesus. Anoint them in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Take an anointing back. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be blessed. Take this anointing back.
You do glorious things. Your
take this anointing in the name
God,
of Jesus.
Awesome is your name.
Walk in greater levels of power. Greater levels
you
of
do
power.
Mighty
in the name of Jesus.
You do glorious things.
move.
Take an anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. Break through every closed door. I open it now by the power of the Holy Ghost.
You do glorious things.
Take this anointing with you in the name of Jesus to your locality. Do mighty things for the
Lord.
I release your marital destiny. This is what the Lord is ministering. I release your marital destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Take this anointing. In the name of Jesus, I open every closed door. In the name of Jesus, I open every closed door. Let the fragrance of the Spirit be upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command breakthrough. I hear my Spirit breakthrough. I release breakthrough. Breakthrough by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I command breakthrough. Breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. God is bringing you financial breakthrough by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the world grow in the name of Jesus. Let the world grow. Let an anointing come.
Awesome is your name. Awesome is your name. Awesome is your name.
Closed door that I see in the name of Jesus. I open this closed door that I see by the power of the Holy Ghost. Take this anointing. Let it make you mighty. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I curse that spirit that limits you. I curse that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Please everybody stand up. The time is against us. Please everybody rise. I want to do an impartation right now and then I'll just prophesy on our lives. Please lift your hands. Something will come upon your life. Hallelujah. This is where certain people will receive something. I want to impart the gifts of the Spirit. I already sense a strong atmosphere. Lift your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. The healing anointing is going to come on many people now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. The healing anointing inside and outside. Take it now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Take it now. Take it now. Reketeteteba. Go and heal the sick. Go and heal the sick. You will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. You will cast out devils. Sheketebabababa. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. I pray. I command the prophetic. Let it be activated now. Prophetic fountains. Be open now. Visions. Dreams. I command. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. An unction. You don't need to bring them out. You don't need to bring them out. We activate it. Take it now. Supernatural experiences. Dreams. Visions. Sopotopate. I command leadership mantles. Leadership mantles. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Strong leadership mantles. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Stopa la cambre de gelaba. I'm about to pray the 9 gifts of the Spirit and many more listed in the Bible. In the name of the Lord Jesus, at the count of 3, different gifts will be activated in people right now. 1, 2, 3, receive it. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Take it now. I activate the full power of the Spirit. I activate it inside and outside. Take it. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you in power. Receive it. Receive it. Gifts of healing, word of knowledge, gifts of prophecy. It will come like fire. It will come like fire. It will burn you. It will come like fire. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Two of you, hold your hands. Hold your hands. Take it now. Take it now. Rapate, embrekete, reke kashopa, mambra teketa. I activate the gifts of the Spirit. Every apostolic ministry in this place, take the fire, take the fire, take the fire. Every apostolic ministry, take the fire. Every prophetic ministry, take the fire, take the fire, take the fire. Hallelujah. There are many of you who are kingdom financiers, financial apostles. Everyone will be blessed, but there are specific people. Lift your hands. My God, I pray that these people let an unction. My God, my God, my God, my God, take it. Financial dominion. By the power, help them, help them, help them. Shetete, take it. Ideas, I activate it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Financial apostles, arise, arise, take the kingdom. Shotototototototot. Sekete, rekete, rekete tete, makaprateke, embretoskepa, matoskopo rekete.
Now I want to prophesy very quickly. Please, I want you to shout amen. Every closed door over your life, in the name that is above all names, be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Every closed door, be open now. 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 I pray right now. Every opportunity you have lost, I don't care what it is, I prophesy right now, receive restoration. Shoketetete Baba. Receive restoration. By the power of the Holy Ghost, receive restoration now. Receive restoration now. Hallelujah. Every family under captivity and hardship, in the name that is above all names, I command those families to be free now. Be free now. Free from hardship. Free from hardship. The Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. I pray, whatever made you cry this month, in the name that is above all names, I cause it to its root now. I cause it to its root now. I cause it to its root now. I pray, everyone who has the key to the next level of your life, every destiny helper, I don't care where they are, right now, in the name of Jesus, like Prophet Ezekiel, I call them. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Destiny helpers, arise. Come forth. Destiny helpers, arise. Come forth. Destiny helpers, arise. Arise. Hallelujah. Wherever you have faced resistance in your life, may this favor anointing, in the name that is above all names, as I prophesy right now, let that favor anointing hit you like a tornado. Go back to where they rejected you and watch my God make a way for you. I command favor. I command favor. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has been speaking against your life and your destiny, let the blood speak for you now. Let the blood speak for you now. Any terminal disease here, any terminal disease here, we terminate it once and for all. In the name of Jesus. Every dying destiny, every dying destiny, like the bones in the book of Ezekiel, hear ye the word of the Lord. Whatever you have that is dying, whether it's your business, whether it's your family, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your marriage, I come with a prophetic voice. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Come alive now. Come alive now. Come alive now. Come alive now. I prophesy that by the next miracle service, you will return with a change of garment, that everyone that sees you will know that my God has visited you. Every ministry, every fellowship, every group,
every church, every assembly represented here, I pray, let an unusual unction rest upon your ministry. Everything you see happening here, go and reproduce it in the name of Jesus. I release upon you that power in the name that is above all names. Whatever stops your church from growing, whatever stops your ministry from growing, I command ministry grow. Church grow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the praise. I'm going to make an altar call right now. If you're here and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus, please listen. This is a very serious moment. We're out of time. You've never made Jesus Lord of your life, inside and outside. You probably were invited. You may have been a Christian, but you've never truly declared the Lordship of Christ. I'm going to invite you to come here. Or you've been born again and you found yourself derailing. This is the greatest miracle. Please, everybody rise. Just 1 minute, just to encourage those who are coming out. Please, let's rise. Right now, you belong to that category. You are saying, Lord, I return to you. I don't care whether you've been born again before. Please, I want you to leave your seat and come out right now. Leave your seat and come out right now. You want to make a decision. You're making a decision for the Lord Jesus for the first time. Please listen. Or you've given your heart to the Lord, but you found yourself backsliding. Don't wait for anybody. You are the first person. Please appreciate them. I believe there are people. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They are coming. Koinonia, celebrate them. Inside and outside. Thank you for the courage. We salute your courage. God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. Keep coming. It's a new day. It's a new season. You are saying goodbye to yesterday. And God gives you the gift of tomorrow to remedy for the mistakes of yesterday. Thank you, Jesus, for these ones. Keep coming. Keep coming. God bless you. No matter how far, keep coming. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of anybody. It's a personal affair tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I salute your courage. For those of you who took out the time to come, lift your right hands, and from the depths of your heart, you're not reciting a poem. I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you and I believe in you. I believe you died for me. I believe you shed your blood to set me free. I receive that freedom tonight, and I receive eternal life into my spirit. In the name of Jesus, from today, I declare that I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. I make up my mind to live for Jesus all the days of my life, forward ever and backward never, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for making that decision. Let me pray for you. Father, preserve these ones. You brought them out by your power. Preserve them in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your Christian experience be authentic in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for making this decision. Where are they following? Okay, you have a gentleman just lead you, that gentleman waving his hands. Please just follow them. They'll have your details and you'll be back to your seat. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, all those worshiping with us for the first time, if this is your first time attending any of our meetings, we love you, we celebrate you. Please rise up on your feet and just come out here. Koinonia, celebrate them, all who have come from far and near. This is your first time. You are very, very welcome. Celebrate them. Appreciate them. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. We celebrate you. We honor you. No matter how far come, there is a blessing for you. There is a prayer for you. The Lord brought you here to bless you. Thank you so much. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Lord Jesus, we thank you for bringing these ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. All of you who took out the time to come, we really celebrate you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. This is Koinonia Ministry, program put together by
Eternity Network International, thank you so much for coming. We are here every Friday, not this exact venue, but every Friday. As God grants you the grace, it will always be a blessing having you around. Praise the Lord. We have a blessing in the house, and this is the gift we release to everyone who comes. And I want the saints of God to stretch their hands and just bless you. I want you to receive it. Please bless them. Professor, you have a blessing upon your lips. I want you to speak it. We bless you. Let the hand of God be strong upon your life. In the name of Jesus, we bless you with hunger for the things of the Spirit. We bless you with passion for God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you with advancement. We bless you with favor. We bless you with speed. In the name of Jesus, may you experience the power of God strong in your life. We bless your finances. Let the heavens be open over your life. In the name of Jesus, thank you again for coming. We love you and we celebrate you. Now, we'd just like you to follow the ushers, that gentleman waving his hands, and they'll welcome you more warmly on our behalf. Koinonia, celebrate them very quickly.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.